It's Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Governor Tony Evers wants to increase state special education funding by $600 million over 2 years. The proposed increase follows a decade of flat state funding, despite rising costs to serve students with disabilities.
Making up for the deficit falls to local school districts, and many would be forced to slice funding for regular education programming in order to do so. High poverty and high minority districts are the most affected.
These are some of the conclusions in a new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. WUWM education reporter Emily Files spoke with Policy Forum researcher Ann Chapman.
The state has a constitutional responsibility and a responsibility by federal law to serve students with disabilities, and local school districts have a responsibility to provide it. Those costs tend to be much higher on average than regular education, but the state and federal funding to help offset those extra costs, those costs that wouldn't have otherwise occurred if the student did not have a disability, are not even close to the total cost that has to be spent. So what happens is local school districts have to cover the difference. And one thing to note in Wisconsin, local school districts, most of their revenues is capped at their revenue limit. So it's sort of a finite amount of money. If they have to pull from that general fund to help offset special education costs, that basically lowers the number of resources that can be used for all the rest of the students.
So the number that we hear a lot is that the state funding for special education has been flat and now only covers about a quarter of districts' actual additional costs for special education.
Exactly. So the state has a number of ways that it funds special education, but there's one primary funding source, and that source has been flat for 10 years. Meanwhile, costs have been rising.
The article points out that the burden of using general funds to pay for special education falls most heavily on high poverty, high minority districts, including the three districts in Wisconsin that serve the largest numbers of Native American students. So tell me about how that happens and some of the concerns that it raises.
Sure. So if you look across the state at all the 420-some districts that are here, and you rank them in terms of the percentage of that flat revenue limit that I talked about that has to be used to cover special education, the top 10 districts are small and in many cases higher poverty districts. And like you said, three of the districts in that top 10 have the state's highest district populations of Native American students. So for example, the Menominee Indian School District has to divert about a quarter of their revenue limit to cover special needs. So that means a quarter of their main source of resources is not available for all the rest of the students.
This report also talks about how a new voucher program plays into the special education funding picture. Can you talk about that?
A new program was created about 3 years ago to provide scholarships to students with disabilities whose parents wish to enroll them in a private school. So this is a pretty new program. It's relatively small, but it's been growing very fast. That scholarship actually comes out of the state aid of the resident school district.
And then the resident school district can raise property taxes to make up that revenue if they choose to.
Exactly.
So what did you find about how Wisconsin's special education funding compares to other states? Is it unusual the way that we fund special education?
It is somewhat unusual. Wisconsin's system of funding using this reimbursement method is only one of only five states that do it this way. And among the five states that do it this way, Wisconsin reimburses at the lowest rate. So Wisconsin's at about 25%. The highest is Wyoming, which reimburses at 100%. So the range is that, you know,
wow,
between. So what do the other states do? So the vast majority of other states, about 33, actually embed special ed funding right into their funding formula. So maybe they weight students with disabilities a little bit higher than regular students, and that is built right into the funding formula.
This idea of weighting special needs students so that they receive a higher per pupil amount, that is actually not the solution that's on the table right now when we're talking about the Blue Ribbon Commission on School Funding that has this raft of recommendations on ways to make education funding better in Wisconsin. They are proposing increasing the reimbursement rate, but not changing the formula. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. So this Blue Ribbon Commission, they released a number of proposals, and these are basically suggestions to the legislature and the governor. We don't know what will be taken up officially in the budget proceedings, but it is interesting that they chose to handle special education in the same way that they always have, but proposed increasing the reimbursement. Conversely, they, you know, if you look at some of the other vulnerable student populations that the Blue Ribbon Commission addressed, students in poverty, English language learners, the commission suggested weighting them higher in the formula. And that was just as a direction that they went, that they chose not to go with special education. It's an interesting observation. There are probably pluses and minuses to both.
It does seem like special education funding is having a moment right now in terms of being something that people are rallying around as an issue that needs to be addressed by the legislature. So we talked about the Blue Ribbon Commission a little bit, but there's also this major proposal from Governor Tony Evers. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. So in Governor Evers' budget that he proposed before he was elected governor, when he was superintendent of Department of Public Instruction, he proposed a $600 million increase over a two-year period for special education. That is by far the largest line item increase in the education budget of any other item. And so that's one of the reasons why I think special education is having its moment. But the question is, why was that chosen as was one of the areas that, you know, Superintendent Evers decided to focus on? And it seems to be because of this cascading effect it has on overall education. And because we already have inequities between school districts, when you add on to that this, large chunk of a school district's given general fund that has to be, you know, sort of sliced off the top to fund special education, many people think it's exacerbating the inequities we already have.
Wisconsin Policy Forum researcher Ann Chapman spoke with WUWM's Emily Files. The Policy Forum's report on special education funding is available through a link on our website, wuwm.com.